In Massachusetts, nearly 36,000 runners are preparing for tomorrow's Boston Marathon. This year's race is a tribute to the three people who died in the bombing that happened shortly before 3 p.m. last year near the finish line. At least 260 other people were injured in the attack. Tomorrow, Boston city streets will again be lined with hundreds of thousands of spectators there to cheer on the runners, intent on reclaiming this year's race as a symbol of the city's resilience. And yes, security at the marathon will be tighter than ever. NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Last year, Phil Durvin of Stratham, New Hampshire, was almost finished running the 26.2-mile course when police stopped the race. At first he was annoyed, but then learned about the attack near the finish line and the people were injured. As runners piled up behind him, one question came to mind.
You know, what's going to happen now? I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people all congregating. In fact, I remember looking around thinking, well, there could be a bomb here.
Durvin says he grew up in England, where there were attacks like this because of the dispute over Northern Ireland. The security changes in Boston this year are familiar to him, or anyone who remembers the September 11th attacks. More officers, more cameras, and more restrictions on what you can bring to a public place. Durvin says those precautions are necessary now, but he never considered staying home this year.
Not for one second did it stop me from, you know, wanting to run this year, the events of last year, not for one second.
Authorities spent months developing a new security plan, and they believe that tomorrow the entire marathon route and the finish line near Copley Square will be safe. Boston Police Commissioner William Evans was among those reinforcing that message this past week.
No one should be afraid to come to Copley Square, and nobody should be afraid to run the 118th Boston Marathon.
The Boston Athletic Association organizes the marathon, and this year the group says there are nearly 36,000 runners, 9,000 more than last year. The group predicts there will be 1 million spectators, twice the usual number. A temporary structure that marks the finish line bridges Boylston Street. It's covered in blue, and all week people have been stopping by to admire it and pull out their phones.
I was just going to take some pictures of the finish line, just probably send it to some of my family that won't be around here.
Dina Gigi lives in nearby Cambridge, and she says the extra security is comforting. Asked if she'll be here tomorrow, Gigi says she's not sure yet, but not because of any potential danger.
It's kind of weather dependent. I'd like to come by, though, and, you know, pay my respects and also enjoy the yearly tradition of being over at the finish line.
So far, the weather forecast looks good, a mostly sunny sky and temperatures in the 60s. Since Friday, runners like Mary Sheehan of Lenoxdale, Massachusetts, have been showing up at a nearby convention center to pick up a clear plastic bag.
Well, it's our race bag. It has our number, has our T-shirt, it has some free goodies.
This will be Sheehan's first marathon. She says she was inspired to run by people who were injured last year and then shared their recovery stories.
They've overcome everything they have in the past year, and then it's the least I can do is go out and attempt to run 26.2 miles because they've persevered and they've accomplished a lot more than I will.
Nearby, Jerry Hester of Conway, Arkansas, says this is his third Boston Marathon. Though he missed last year, he says once a person runs in this race, it means something to them.
Anytime it's threatened like it was, I think it just brings a very strong bond among runners, and they want to show that they're not going to be intimidated by something like what happened last year.
Today, Hester will prepare for the big race tomorrow. He says the plan is rest, lots of pasta, and plenty of water. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Boston.